Follow that, right? All right, go ahead. Well, I hear you. Thank you, Stevie. I love it. Praise God. Yes, it's already done. Okay. All right. Well, in honor of Reverend Don, I know Reverend Don was going to be here. Thank you, Reverend Don. Let's give Reverend Don a hand. Okay. The reason I wanted to apologize, Reverend Don, because I have some jokes. Yeah. Now, one I know we all know, right? What did the Zen master say to the hot dog vendor when he says, "How do you want it?" "One with everything." That's an old one. You didn't know that one? Also, there's two gentlemen walking down the street. Is my mic on? Okay. There's two gentlemen walking down the street, and they meet each other, and they go, "Oh, hi, Frank. How are you doing?" "Fine. Matter of fact, how's your son doing?" "And is he still unemployed?" He says, "Yes, he is." "How's he doing?" "Well, he's into meditation now." "Meditation? What is meditation?" "I don't know, but it's better than sitting around doing nothing." Okay. So I'll end it with this. Forgive me, O Lord, for my little jokes on thee. I'll forgive you if you forgive me. Okay. And as you know, always, I like to remind us that right here and right now is our opportunity. You know, let us not waste this opportunity that we have together. We all came here for a reason, whether you know it or not. I know some of you came here voluntarily. Some of you came here involuntarily. Okay, you were volunteered, okay, right? Voluntold, okay. But we also believe there is what's called a divine appointment. Everything's for a reason. And particularly here, we feel the divine reason in all that we do. Matter of fact, we even named ourselves the Alaska Center for what? Spiritual living. So what we have the opportunity to do today is to bring to mind, and in my old culture, I would say, bring it to the altar, right? That which is on your mind, something that you need to have revealed to you, which means a deeper understanding of something, and something that you want to have healed, which means you want to see the wholeness and the goodness of it. So we want to take the opportunity today to make sure that while we're here enjoying ourselves and having fun and laughing, and which is also a healing art, right? I understand you did that a couple weeks ago, right? Okay. And the consciousness of bringing it to the altar. Now, what is the altar in our philosophy? The altar is not necessarily a physical place, but it's an inner place. And we call it the altered consciousness. When we take our mind to a higher place or to another place, that really that one place is the secret, right? Matter of fact, thank you for your beautiful rap song, okay? All right, because the title of the day is The Secret of All Secrets. The Secret of All Secrets. So while we're here today, we want to make sure that we're taking time to bring our greatest concern. Now, I would hope our greatest concerns include, in addition to our challenges, things that are heavy in our heart, also our opportunities and things that are light on our heart. Because it's really important, as we say, which we focus on, we create more of. So we also want to focus on the healing, the revealing, and the celebration of life. And this is what we do here today, actually every day, right? Okay. Now, so keep that in mind as we talk today. Now, also, the secret of all secrets is our talk. Because we believe that each one of us want to experience more good in our lives. I can't get an amen on that?
Amen.
Okay. All right. And we want to experience more good in every area of our life. And so we're going to talk today what I kind of call what's called healing the immune system, the spiritual immune system. We often will pray for issues that come up. And we'll pray, we get prayer support on that, and that'll get resolved. Then another issue pops up, and we'll pray for that issue, and that gets resolved. Then another issue will pop up. We'll pray for that, right? I call that prayer whack-a-mo. Okay? Okay, you keep praying as they pop up. But there's also a way that we can get to a point in life which we open ourselves up and which we're living every day, not circumstantially by the circumstances, but spiritually, in which our whole life tends to be whole, well, and complete, and we tend to experience life in which we're experiencing more happy days than challenging days. And we go to the spiritual spa, where that may be for each one of us. It could be here on a Sunday. It could be taking classes throughout the week. Or it could be some other location. Whatever church or synagogue or center that supports you in spiritual consciousness, I call it a spiritual spa. Why? Where they're listening and practicing spiritual consciousness so that when things pop up, we're already ready for it. Our immune system's already strengthened. Right? We may be jolted for a moment, but we automatically realign ourselves and we recenter so we can handle these issues of life that pop up. Right, are you with me today?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. So, the secret. What's the secret behind all secrets? And my title was, it's a golden thread that is common to most religions and spiritual paths, yet often overlooked in our daily lives. So I'm going to turn to some of our great paths that we celebrate here in our candlelighting ceremony and see if you can discover what the secret is behind all secrets with me. In Christianity, they say, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, but behold, the kingdom of God is within. Confucianism. What the developed person seeks is, I'm sorry, what the undeveloped person seeks is outside. What the advanced person seeks is within. Sufism. If human beings knew their own inner secrets, they would never look elsewhere seeking for happiness and peace. Hinduism. Actually, Sikhism. God is in thy heart, yet thou searchest for him in wilderness. God is in where? Thy heart. And in Hinduism, God buys hidden in the hearts of all. So everybody got the idea what the real secret is? Okay. All right. So here's a little chant that I got from a song about 30 years ago when I first came to this community. It was a wonderful group called Alliance. And they used to sing this song, and the chorus line was, I am one with the highest power. I am one with the God within. I am one with all of creation. We are one, my friends. How many of you can identify with that? Okay, if so, say that with me, please. I am one with the highest power.
I am one with the God within.
I am one with the God within. We are one with all creation.
We are one with all creation.
We are one, my friends.
We are one, my friends.
Okay, thank you. Give yourself a hand. You did good. Okay, all right. And let's take a little look at this little saying here. First of all, I am one with the highest power. Now, for me, it took me a little while to figure this one out. Okay, because I grew up in a religious background in which God was always separate from me. And I was this low thing born in sin, right? And I had to spend a lifetime trying to figure out how to get right. And then I found out that before I came to this movement, but it was really reinforced with clarity when I got into our culture here, is that someone said that God is infinite. Now, what is infinite? I had to think through that one. Infinite means, infinity means it's something that really has no discernible beginning. It is now and has no discernible ending. It is present in all places at all times. And if it is truly infinite, there is no room for anything else. Right? That is truly infinite. So if my God is almighty, eternal, both immanent and transcendent, and it's infinite, there is no room for no other. Then I recall hearing the scriptures that I am thy God. There is no other. There is no other. Therefore, when I finally figured that one out, that means then, who am I? Ooh, I must be a godling, right? But you know that you got that's a secret, right? Because what happened in generations past, when you identify yourselves as being one with or as God, we were what? Persecuted, burned at the stake, right? And one man said that, and they nailed him to the cross, literally, right? Who are you to say that you are one with God, the child of the Most High? All right, so that's a really important thing. So once we begin to recognize that we are part of this infinite something, and this infinite something expresses itself in infinite ways and means without limitation, it also expresses itself through you and I. And as the reading said, we're all unique. There never has been, is not now, and not shall ever be you expressing as you are, expressing the infinite as you are today. So it sort of reminds us of the wave. You know, we use the metaphor of the wave of the ocean. We know that the ocean expresses itself in waves. And yet, so the wave is really, it is not as powerful as the total ocean, but all the essence of the ocean is in the wave. Can we all agree on that? Okay? And of course, just like you and I in physical form, we come and we go in terms of our physical expression. But when the waves recede, does the essence of the wave really disappear? No, the essence of the wave is still one and the same. It just came out in expression, then it receded back into what might be called the invisible of waves. Okay? All right? And so you and I, through our physical earth suits, we come and we go. But since we are expressions of the infinite, the eternal, we propose that we never really truly disappear, because we simply recede into the infinite ocean, and maybe to be expressed again. I'll leave that to your discussion. Okay. All right. Now, here's the difference between the wave as a metaphor and you and I. Ernest Holmes and all the great... Now, Ernest Holmes, the founder of what we call the Centers for Spiritual Living, used to be called the Religious Science. Ernest Holmes, he had a gift of synthesizing religious paths and philosophies. So he spent a lifetime, literally a lifetime, studying and contemplating and meditating on different religious paths. And he began to see that golden thread of oneness that ran through them all. All right. And then, so we're blessed here to, you know, to have that consciousness of instantly seeing, at least being supported, seeing the oneness in all of us. Difference between you and I and the wave. The wave is at a level of consciousness where it simply expresses what's being expressed, and it follows a law of waves. Okay? It follows the law. As an example, there's mineral life. It simply follows the law of being a mineral. It just sits there in its beauty, its magnificence, being mineral. And then the infinite presence says, you know what, I also want to express myself in a little different activity in life. I want to express myself as vegetation, as plant life. So then, now the mineral can sit there and soak up all the solar energy. It could get warm, then it releases it based on the environment. But the plant can also do this. When the sun comes up, it can follow it, right? Has the ability to respond to light. It's really more of a reaction than a response, according to how we use the word, okay? And then the infinite said, that is so magnificent. I am so good, okay? I can express myself that way in infinite vegetations and plant life. We're still discovering different forms of vegetation. And they keep transforming and changing into other types. Then spirits say, you know what? I want to see if I can create myself that follows the laws of nature, but also has great mobility. I'm gonna try to express myself as what the humans are gonna call animal life. All right? And animal life, when it's born with instincts, right? And just like the wonderful the geese and the ducks that are we here early in the mornings. All right, and coming here just like clockwork, following that animal instinct. And the bears, if it gets certain bears, if it gets certain temperature in the middle of the winter, it'll go into hibernation by instinct. The magnificence of ants and bees and infinite ways and means and plant of animal life. And those of us here in Alaska who are blessed to have the golden nuggets of moose in our yards, right? Okay, because we happen to build our homes in the path that they've been running for eons of time by instinct. Right? And so I can imagine the infinite saying, I am so good. Look at all the infinite ways and means I'm expressing myself. Okay? And now I have this nature, this animal nature, which runs by the law of its nature instinctually, and it has great mobility. Then it said, see, what else can I do? Okay. Then it reached down and said, I think I'm going to create this thing that they're going to call humans, humans beings, okay? Human being. And I'm going to give them the ability of intellect. So they can, matter of fact, they'll have, within their human bodies, they'll have minerals. They'll have the same elements as plant life, and they'll actually need the plants to live, right? And they'll have the same type of instincts as animals have, all right? Instinct, and they'll have intellect, the ability of discernment, of doing research and discerning and breaking elements down into its basic elements, understanding the whole, and with the idea I can understand the whole elements of life itself. So whether it's the physical science or social science, these intellectual human beings are just going to be amazing. Also, I'm going to add one little additional couple items to these human beings. I'm going to give them the ability to make a choice. Oh. Then we know what happened with that, right? Okay. Now the beauty of it is that they can choose to do things that they consider destructive or constructive. And they have a choice. They have a choice. And I'm also giving them one additional element. There are going to be a few of them who are going to be born with a consciousness of realizing there's something beyond the physical appearance. And all of them are going to be born with this inner desire to want to know more about what life is itself. And they're going to start out, particularly after they satisfy some of their physical needs, they're going to recognize that no matter how much I accumulate or how much I succeed in social life, there's still something that I'm questing to know. And that's called the secret, okay? We're questioning to know that which we call the spirit. And that's why the great scripture in the Old Testament, they describe it as though God formed a being from the soil, but it did not become a living being until it breathed into it the breath of life. And that was the spirit itself. So who are we really? Are we our bodies, our careers, our circumstances, and the roles that we play? That's really a dead human being. We are not truly human until we aspire to know the inner spirit, our true identity, which is the breath of life itself, spirit, spiritual beings. Now the question is, how do I awaken? Where the wave is simply comes and it goes, the human beings can decide through instinct and through intuition to want to awaken to their highest knowledge of who they are. And how do we do that? Well, in the scriptures, they also, Mark 6:33, it says, in order to awaken to this, you probably should do one thing first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Where is the kingdom of God found? Within. Isn't it interesting that Jesus himself told us where the kingdom is, and yet we keep looking outwardly for it, right? And all the great masters of all the great religions and philosophies came to the same conclusion, this something, this spirit is within us. And so, now, it's one thing to say, we want to seek the kingdom, But the other question is, but how do we seek? And so we know what to do now, right? We're going to seek the kingdom within us. But now how do we do it? So fortunately, all the great paths, they created methods. They created tools. And we're so happy that we have done a survey as a collective culture in our society, in our movement, and we have embraced all the tools, okay, that all the cultures have created. So whether it's any form of meditation, all forms of prayer, and if anyone took the class with Linda, I understand you guys had a hoot, as usual, okay, in which the class was meditation is more than you think, right? Because meditation can be sitting around doing nothing, okay, which means that's proposed as one of the most powerful meditations. And meditations can be active. In particular, we are blessed in Alaska to have this wonderful environment. We can walk, practice in the presence of God, and surrounded by the beauty of nature and the laws of nature and the awesome vibrations in our environment. And as we do that, though, however, I recommend that we do one thing to realize. If you actually want to become aware of the breath of life that we are, it's important that we have an intention for the meditation. Meditation is more than you think. Meditation can be used simply for mental relaxation. Meditation can be used for release of stress. Meditation is a medical technique. It can help heal our bodies, our physical immune system. Meditation can do many, many wonderful things. But spiritual meditation is to awaken us to the identity that we are a wave part of the infinite. We're an expression part of the infinite. So the intention of spiritual meditation is to always say, I'm open to more enlightenment about who I am and what I'm about. So whether I'm walking or whether I'm washing dishes or cleaning the house, the question is, what is my intention? And if you're doing spiritual meditation, what I call an enlightenment meditation, it's all about I'm open to a greater sense of who I am. Therefore, we must do a couple things then as part of these spiritual tools. So whether it's a form of meditation or prayer, we have to start with intentions and attention. Intentions and attention. Can you help me with that? Intentions and attention. One more time. Intentions and attentions. And here's what this means. I intend to do something. Now, you know, if I intend to be a skier, okay? Okay? So I'm going to read all about skiing, right? I'm going to watch all the videos. I'm going to go to all the meets. Am I a skier?
Yeah.
No. Okay? But when I give attention to it, what happens, I actually then start practicing skiing, right? Now, here's another important thing to remember. Once I get my intention to something, we propose when you do a deep prayer meditation or you do deep active prayer, whatever type you use, what happens, as Ernest Holmes says, you will be compelled to take some outer action. That's part of the nature of being human. If you're sitting around, as the gentleman said, my son's sitting around doing nothing, okay, all right? But what he's really doing an inner, right, the invisible work, and that then, therefore, I will be compelled to do outer activities. So prayer without works is dead. However, prayer work will wake you up, enlighten you, and you'll be doing active activities. And you'll be doing it with ease, with joy, and with grace. Because you're doing it with spiritual consciousness versus human consciousness and discernment. And so we have at our disposal then a great tool, a great power. And Ernest Holmes also proposes, and I think that was on page 367, okay, of Science Mind Text, that once you practice through prayer or meditation, accessing the knowledge and wisdom of being one with the presence of life, you can forget all about the law now. Okay? Now, we know about mental law and spiritual laws. You know, that I can visualize something and bring it to form. I can work on this problem and heal it. I can ask a question about this situation and the answer will be revealed to me. We're in this home, and that's working the law through our mind. That's why we call it spiritual mind treatment. Ernest Holmes says, once you get into the flow of your identity of being one with spirit, You can forget about the law, because the law works automatically. It's based upon what I am thinking, right? And what I'm thinking is more than just my intellectual thoughts, it's also my subconscious thinking. And that's why I propose that you join us on this coming Saturday, okay, for a lesson in meditation, which we actually practice meditation, a form of silent meditation at 10 a.m. every first and third Saturdays. And this Saturday, we're also going to be discussing about four parts of deep spiritual prayer and deep spiritual meditation. Part one, I'm open to receive inspiration. That's my intention. Number two, when I receive inspiration, I'm willing to reflect upon it, to give attention to it, give time to it. Then I'm also willing to respond to it. Now, what does response mean versus reaction? Reaction means when something happens in my life, I react and act out of basically my animal social nature. Respond means before I act, I get centered on my core values. Okay? My core values of peace, love, light, and oneness. And then I act out of that space. It's a total difference, right? Would you agree with me? Than simply reacting out of our human development or animal nature, which we often do. So respond. And then lastly, the fourth step that we'll talk more about this Saturday is how do you rest in God? And we call it, in the fifth step of our prayer, we call it release. Release is a resting. What do I do when I rest? I have a true deep rest. I let go and let God. Let the infinite work it out. In mind thinking, they say you submit it to your subconscious and knowing the subconscious is going to work it out. In spiritual thinking, you know there's an infinite wisdom. There's infinite something that takes care of all that for you. So we want to receive inspiration from the Holy Spirit. We want to reflect upon it. We want to respond to it. And we want to rest in it. Resting is total faith. I also would propose to us, those of us who practice the mind here at our center, you know, we have five steps of our prayer. What's the first step?
Recognition.
Recognize there is a God, there's an infinite something, by whatever name you want to call it. Number two?
Unification.
I am one with this infinite something, for there is no other. Number three?
Realization.
So that which I'm working on, I realize the ultimate truth about it. Number four?
Thanksgiving.
I am so thankful that it is already done before it appears in the outer. And number four, five,
release.
I absolutely trust and know that it is already done and so. So I propose to you, that's a powerful, I call a cocktail of prayer, right? All those five steps. And the first two steps is a meditation. I recognize an infinite presence and I am one. Stop right there. Okay? If we recognize there is an infinite something and I am one with that and we live that in our daily lives, you have just enhanced your spiritual immune system because you already know whatever happens, I have the resources to respond to it. Whatever happens, I know the end result is going to turn out to be all right because I've been practicing the presence and I have this experience and I absolutely know this truth. So I'd like to say, once again, we deserve to live a good life. We are more than you think. We are more than we appear on the outer. We are expressions of the Most High God. We are greater than royalty. We are divine. Greater than royalty. We are divine. Therefore, we have the right to expect and to experience good and more good in every area of our lives. The secret, I am one with the highest power. I am one with the God within. I am one with all. That's the secret behind all techniques, all mental techniques, all spiritual techniques. It's the oneness with spirit. It used to be called the right of royalty, but now we know that was always indwelt within us all the time. And so I would encourage us to do a couple things, something I really appreciate. In this day and time, with all things going on in life, both in our personal lives, our community life, our national life and our global life. This is a great opportunity for you and I to make an awesome contribution to a world, to our world village. An awesome opportunity for us to take another step in human evolution to bring about more peace, more joy, and more prosperity for everyone. Now, once again, once I recognize that I am one with the infinite, and I recognize the infinite is within you, then we are one. There is no difference because there is no other. Not only am I concerned about my household, I'm concerned for my neighbor. My neighbor, we are one. And I'm not concerned about my neighbor, I'm concerned about my state, my nation, because we are one. In addition to my nation, I'm concerned about those outside the borders of my nation. We are all expressions of the Most High God. We are one. So whether it's in our personal life or our global life, what an awesome contribution you and I have to make. And what is that contribution? As Linda just expressed, the contribution is that I can do my personal work to know that I am one with the infinite and one with our planet Earth, our environment, right, that my human body lives on, and I can love it. Love my neighbor. My neighbor is not only my fellow human beings, my neighbor is the environment, right? And my body, my physical body needs my Earth, okay? So I can, and the animals is an expression of God. Love my animals, right? Okay, all right? And so all, I am one with all of creation. And so our spiritual conscience says, we're going to take the moment to you, each one of us, I invite you to take the moment to become more yourself, more your spiritual self. Because what happens, because we are one, you then affect me. And then once you light me up, I affect the next person. And it goes on and on and on. Ernest Holmes calls it a spiritual atomic reaction. Okay? What happens when we split an atom open? Tremendous power. What happens if that atom is spiritual atoms? We see spiritual consciousness exploding in our minds and our hearts. It absolutely will affect the next person. And we're connected with each other globally. And a pure example is that I'm working on my talk, and Linda is selecting the sacred reading, and it absolutely reflected my talk. Stevie, the secret, absolutely talked about my talk. You know what I'm saying? Okay? Because we are one. There is no other. So in closing, please join me in reminding that we are one with the highest power. We are one with the God within. We are one with all creation. We are one, my friends. Thank you.